Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live. Let me remind you that we are changing our schedule on Monday. So the very next broadcast of this show will be 1 hour earlier. Instead of from 3 to 5 Central, 2 to 4. Instead of 4 to 6 Eastern, 3 to 5. Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss so much going on in the world today. I begin with Secretary of State Blinken reaffirming that we must and will continue to support Ukraine even though the war is over. Secretary of State Antony Blinken dismissed reports that the U.S. was pushing Ukraine toward its negotiating an end to the war with Russia during a meeting of NATO foreign ministers. At the summit, Foreign Minister Dmitry Kabula said Ukraine had a de facto NATO military. Blinken was at NATO headquarters in Brussels for the conference. He said some are questioning whether the United States and other NATO allies in truth continue to stand with Ukraine as we enter the second winter of Russian President Putin's brutality. Some would say the brutality is on the other side and that Russia intervened to stop the atrocities being committed by Ukraine in Kiev, for which there's a mountain of evidence. Meanwhile, let me say my dear friend Scott Bennett in the Donbass continues to make appearances on Russian TV. Here's one with a very sober host. I like this a lot. Let me play a bit for you to get the flavor of it. It starts in Russian and then switches to English.
У нас работает 17-й день, да. У нас перевод работает, все в порядке. Обращайся к редакторам. Каждый раз, когда обращаюсь к редакторам, наступает такая тяжелая пауза. Can I speak English? Hello. Скотт, окей. Скотт Беннет у нас в эфире, бывший офицер сил специальных операций США. Скотт, very good morning.
It's a wonderful day to be with you. I'm very happy.
Thank you for coming. Скотт, that's not your first war. And you've been around this very unusual time that we live in for quite a while, and you've seen a lot of, you've seen a lot. What do you make out of what's happening right now on the front line? Do you see any changes? How come that America that used to be very, very smart and astute in terms of military intelligence made such an awful mistake and told Ukrainians go and fight when they could sign a peace agreement in a couple of days after Russia started? And as nowadays, Arestovich and other Ukrainians are stating, 300,000 Ukrainians would be alive. But it looks like Americans and Brits were sure that Russian military is not worthy. What went wrong?
Well, it doesn't reflect the attitude or the dreams or wishes of the American people, or I think the British people, or I think the German people. I think the people have been hijacked by certain globalist parasite military industrial complex war profiteers who pay politicians, and they have advanced this war in Ukraine using, you know, it goes back 20-30 years. When the Soviet Union dissolved, there were those of us, and Ronald Reagan, I think, was part of it, who wanted to embrace Russia and America like close allies and friends and brothers. And that was undermined by the CIA, who wanted to cannibalize Russia and take it apart and break it up, and as they've tried to do to Iraq and elsewhere. So that ideology remained, sadly, not shared by the American people, but by politicians. And this seemed to be an opportunity where NATO and the United States, running NATO, gobbling up countries from around Europe, would go into Ukraine and use it as a proxy army against Russia. And it's failed because they miscalculated the Russian mind, as we talked about a little bit earlier. Russia knows war. America doesn't know war. Britain doesn't know war. They've lived in peace for 56 years. Russia, as a country, as a people, and as a culture, have known war more than anyone else. And it gives them a strength, a stamina that the West didn't understand or calculate. And it's a shame because the Ukrainians have been brainwashed. They've been turned into Nazi thug lunatics, thinking that they are the darling of Europe. They're not. They're pawns that have been used to basically be destroyed. So I think the war is ending. The American people have overthrown their Congress and put in new leaders with the expectation and the demand, no more money for Ukraine or Zelensky, no more weapons for Ukraine or Zelensky. They fired the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, because he wasn't strong on that. So I've said to men on the front lines in Soledar and Donetsk and elsewhere, there's no more money or weapons coming to Ukraine or Zelensky. And there are more Americans like me than Americans who want war. No one wants this. So I think everything's coming to an end. I think the Ukrainians have been destroyed, abandoned, and you're going to see Zelensky as a dead man walking. He'll be replaced. And I honestly think Russia is going to find one day soon that all of the Ukrainian fighters have either abandoned their posts, laid down their weapons, or gone home. But I think this is collapsing, and it will continue to collapse over the next several months. So Russia's won, and it's now a cleanup operation. Russia now needs to go in and capture the hearts and minds of the Ukrainian people. It needs to raise up and show the Ukrainian people and the Ukrainian culture that Russia is like the prodigal father and Ukrainians are like the prodigal son. Bring them back and then embrace and love. Now, the Nazis have to be punished and destroyed or imprisoned for what they want to do. And there needs to be no NATO weapons. In fact, I've said that when Russia goes into Ukraine, they should kick out every embassy and consulate from the West. Kick out the American embassy. Kick out the British embassy. Kick out the German and French embassy. Why do you want enemies in your house? So Russia needs to take over Ukraine, take over Kiev. It's the source of Orthodoxy. It needs to take over Odessa for the sake of the people living there. What I saw in Donetsk were people traumatized and wounded and their towns destroyed, living in a war ruin because of the war weapons that the West has sent there.
Very nice. I think Scott doing a super job. I'm absolutely dumbfounded that the head of NATO is declaring Ukraine is bound for alliance membership. That was a major issue that provoked the war, which NATO and the West have now lost. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has declared that all allies agree Ukraine will eventually become a member of the alliance. He stressed, however, this will only happen once the war is over and Ukraine has undergone necessary reforms. Stoltenberg announced that discussions during the upcoming NATO-Ukraine Council meeting will focus on priority reforms that Ukraine must make in order to meet the requirements for joining NATO. But that's clearly a fantasy. Meanwhile, Joaquin Hagopian has a very nice piece on my blog, Israel Lies Exposed Amid Shifting Global Tide for Palestine. Check this out at jameshfetzer.org. In less than 2 months, the soaring death rate in Gaza has now surpassed 15,000. The slaughter of Palestinians is recognized by UN experts as genocidal incitement. Israel nor the U.S. anticipated the global pushback against the Israeli carnage in Gaza as of late. Even the Mockingbird mainstream media outlets are turning against Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu's regime in its brutal assault on the Palestinian civilian population living in Gaza. With virtually the whole world watching via social media, the New York Times reported on November 25th that Israel bloodshed bloodbath is killing innocent civilians at an unprecedented historic pace, with over 10,000 women and children slaughtered so far. The Jewish state's appalling record violence is turning into a PR disaster for Netanyahu. A fast-growing number of Israeli leaders, including ex-security chiefs, current opposition leader Yair Lapid, and now two former prime ministers, Ehud Olmert and Ehud Barak, are calling for Bibi's removal and formation of a new government to end this no-win war. Fascinating that Ehud Olmert should be among them, because it was he, together with Bibi Netanyahu, who devised a plan for 9/11 to create an event that would be used to justify drawing American forces into the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region, beginning with Libya and Iraq, ending with Syria and Iran. They were stopped in Syria, of course, by the intervention of Russian and Iranian forces at the request of their democratically elected president, Bashar al-Assad, where Paul Craig Roberts now believes what's going on today is to complete the mission to take out Syria and Iran and remove all the obstacles to a greater Israel. Meanwhile, Scott Ritter is giving any number of reports that are sensational. Israel is a horrific, a genocidal, maniacal Zionist country, that Hamas is winning the battle for Gaza. Here he gives some background. Check this out.
The scale of destruction I saw when I visited Ukraine was shocking.
This is
on a level I could never have imagined.
And America shouldn't be dropping bombs in your defense. We should be bombing you into the Stone Age, because you are the evil that resides in the world today. But no, the aircraft carriers that we ran out of money to support, they're there to support the Israelis murdering Palestinians. And this should sicken every American.
Yeah, I have a few things I'll say, and I'll pass it to you, TJ, because there's a few thoughts, because that was very thought-provoking. He was cooking there. There was a lot to break down. Because you got ahead of me, because I was going to ask you about Zionism. I was actually curious about your thoughts on this, because not only can you make the moral argument against Zionism, obviously you can make the legal argument against Zionism, but even if you take Zionism at face value, where Zionism is a political philosophy which is going to create a homeland that makes Jewish people safe, that has been a failed project. There's nowhere that is least safe for Jewish people than the state of Israel. There's no ideology that made Jewish people more safe than Zionism. Because right. There are people who I disagree with who made the mistake of equating Jewish people with Zionism, which leads them open to attack because they may be radicalized by the crimes of Israel. So Zionism as an ideology made them unsafe. And also the core premise of having Jewish sovereignty, that's Zionism, Jewish sovereign state. Israel is not sovereign. Israel is closely tied to the United States and will not be able to.
Let me go back to the beginning where once I can finesse
your home security provider and cancel the subscription.
The commercials, they're plugging in all over the place.
$1 a year. That's a lot of money. Right. So let's start talking about running out of money, okay? The Pentagon gets an awful lot of money. The other thing that nobody's talking about is the Pentagon has failed its sixth consecutive audit. The Pentagon has assets of around $3.3 trillion. It can't account for 65% of them. They don't know where it is. Now, obviously, some of this stuff exists and all that, but the last thing we need to do to solve the Pentagon's problems is throw more money at it. I'm just being straight up honest here. The other thing you have to realize is, even with all this military deployment that we have, it doesn't make a difference, because the Pentagon today can't win a war against a major opponent. All the money that we put into it, all the investment and such, let's look at Ukraine right now. We're going bankrupt supplying Ukraine with our money, our equipment. We've deployed 100,000 troops to Europe. We're talking about beefing up NATO forces. And we're just going flat broke. We're running out of stuff to give them. We can't produce enough artillery ammunition to sustain the operations. Meanwhile, Russia, on the other hand, this past year has mobilized 600,000 troops to fight in the special military operation. They've also mobilized an additional 600,000 troops to expand their military from 900,000 to 1.5 million. Why? Because they want to invade? No, because we're expanding NATO. We're expanding NATO. We're inviting Finland and Sweden in there. That means that Russia now has to create new military districts and create new forces, demand these military districts to protect themselves. We have a posture that says we're going to threaten the Arctic. So Russia has to build new forces to protect the Arctic. We're working with the Japanese and the Koreans to threaten the Russians in the Pacific, so they have to deploy forces there. But what I'm trying to say is that Russia's not having the same problem we're having. Russia's generated all these new troops, and they're winning a war in Ukraine right now. Even the mainstream media can't ignore that fact anymore. I don't think there's any mainstream media outlet that's saying, oh, no, Ukraine's secretly winning. Nope, they're losing. Everybody acknowledges this. Russia's has no ammunition shortage. Their defense industry has adapted in the time period to produce not only the artillery munitions, but the tanks, the armored vehicles, the artillery systems, new systems. Drone warfare is a whole new thing that's taking place right now. The Russians have reinvented drone warfare. Americans still are out there flying little plywood drones, or we're flying big, you know, MQ-9 Reapers that'll get shot down in a real war. Russia's out there doing the real stuff, the way war's supposed to be fought. And yet here we are talking about we need more money to send another carrier battle group to the region. What's the carrier battle group going to do? Israel has a very large air force. They have American-made aircraft. They drop American-made bombs by pilots who are trained to American standards. So they bombed Gaza into smithereens. Are more American airplanes and bombs going to change that outcome? Nope. Hezbollah has gone to war against Israel in the past and been bombed by Israel. Here's the other thing, guys. What have we done for the last 20 years? American pilots are very good at taking off, flying through uncontested airspace, meaning no enemy air defense whatsoever, no enemy aircraft trying to shoot them down, and dropping bombs on Afghan wedding parties or Iraqi villages. That's what we're expert at doing, killing innocent civilians. And I hate to be too acrimonious here, but come on, guys, we've killed so many innocent people over the course of the last 20 years, and we've lost. I mean, my God, we got beat by the Taliban. We got beat by the Taliban, okay? This vast military got beat by the Taliban. We got beat in Iraq. We didn't win that war. We haven't won a war lately because we don't know how to win a war. What we're good at is spending money. We have a military system, a military industrial complex combined with a military structure. Let's not cut them. The generals are as much to blame as the industrialists because they built this edifice that doesn't work. I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump, but I relish the day that he called General Mattis and his generals together about Afghanistan and said, you guys suck. You don't know how to win wars. You told me you just needed more troops, more bombs, more this and that, and things are going to happen, and nothing happened. You suck. We're out of there. And I'm like, wow.
I think that was simply sensational, and that Scott Ritter and Scott Bennett are doing a heroic job. We'll be right back after this break.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was quick equality, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an inward pass? Have you ever received an inward pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Rather to my surprise, Hamas claims to have killed three people at a Jerusalem bus stop. I find this rather peculiar. Here's a report, CNN. Hamas said the attackers beyond a Jerusalem bus stop shooting that killed three on Thursday were members of its military wing. Seven others were also injured after the two attackers, identified by Hamas's two brothers, opened fire on a group in Jerusalem. The shooting came amidst a truce between Hamas and Israel, seen a pause in the fighting and the release of Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. As a consequence, we've had a resumption of the war. Here's another report about it. Newsmax. After multiple violations of the ceasefire by Hamas, the IDF has just announced it's resumed its military offensive on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Work is suddenly back on just 1 week after it began. At 5:42 a.m. local, Hamas fired rockets at the Israeli border city of Sderot. Then just after 7 a.m. in another violation, the terrorist group fired another rocket at Israeli civilians. The IDF office released a statement. Hamas violated the agreement and also fired at Israeli territory. We renewed our fire against Hamas terrorist organization in the Gaza Strip. That at 7:30 a.m., Israeli Air Force fighter planes were striking Hamas sites in the Gaza Strip. Well, I don't know that they're going to have any greater success than they have had heretofore. Scott Ritter is reporting that the IDF is retreating from Gaza, that they're afraid that urban warfare with Hamas is suicidal. Let's catch part of what he has to say about this.
Stunning, sleek, powerful. It's got skills and it's a showstopper.
Wow, they just keep packing in the... They keep packing in the advertisements, I'm sorry to say. Where is Scott? Well, meanwhile, the Rothschilds have purchased Jerusalem, and Nazis collaborated with Zionists in the takeover of Palestine. This is from an historical perspective. Pretty interesting timeline from 1828 to the present. Join Richard and Tony with a detailed exploration of the history of Palestine and its relationship with Zionism, tracing it back before the Balfour Declaration and exploring its ties to the Cecil Rhodes Roundtable Groups and the Rothschild International Banking Dynasty from then to the present. That's well worth your time. Meanwhile, an Israeli-Palestinian humanitarian disaster, really, for the Palestinians. At least 178 killed in Gaza as Israel resumes bombing. Israel, what's going on now is even the potential for using disease as a part of its master plan to annihilate. Check this out. Did Israel plan on disease in Gaza as the next phase of the genocide? Untreated diseases will likely end up killing more Palestinians in Gaza than Israeli bombing. Israel has indicated this threat of preventable diseases in the bombed-out coastal city of Gaza would be the next genocidal step in its war effort against Hamas. At least 15,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes, about 40% of them children. Gloria Eilon, former head of the Israeli National Security Council, spoke about how rampant disease could benefit the military campaign. How disgusting is that? But utterly consistent with genocide. Meanwhile, a top Chinese diplomat has declared that the bombing of innocents in Gaza is crossing a red line. Wang Yi, this is Chinese foreign minister, Chinese authorities consider Israel's drastic measure against Palestinians in the Gaza Strip absolutely unacceptable and oppose the forcible transfer of civilians, Chinese foreign minister Wang Yi said. We should take more practical and forceful measure to protect civilians, to protect them in armed conflicts. This violence against civilians is a red line in international law. We told a meeting on the Middle East at the UN Security Council. All violence and attacks against civilians are unacceptable, he emphasized.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, we're not hearing much about Iran's role today as yet. They have unveiled a new hypersonic missile that can evade anti-missile systems in an apparent warning to the U.S. and Israel. I and other analysts are convinced that Iran has the capacity to destroy Israel, even though it may not be doing that using nuclear weapons. That Iran is a formidable force, and that the Israelis, although they would like the United States to attack Iran, are apprehensive that Iran should attack Israel. I think they're going to seek to avoid it. Meanwhile, saboteurs associated with Ukraine apparently have blown up a tunnel that is Russia's primary leak to communist China. Destroyed in an explosion, looks like an act of sabotage. The Severomorsk Tunnel is the main rail link from China to China from Russia. It collapsed after Ukraine's security services allegedly blew it up in the Russian Republic of Buryatia, according even to Newsweek. The explosion that took place was conducted, paralyzing the only serious route of railway communication between the Russian Federation and China. as a result of the sabotage, a railway echelon carrying 41 tankers of petroleum products, including diesel and aviation fuel, was destroyed while exiting the tunnel in the Far East of Russia. We have footage here of the explosion, which is pretty dramatic, pretty dramatic. Meanwhile, in addition, there are, as what appears to be a consequence of the use of 5G in China, children and others are dropping dead. There is being attributed to respiratory illness, but it appears that 5G is at work, which is, in my opinion, another cause for concern that so many 5G stations have been constructed in the United States. Meanwhile, last night was a very interesting debate between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. I participated and give you the link to where Dean Ryan and I gave commentary on the debate as it was taking place. Here's what ABC Channel 7 described as seven takeaways.
With Duracell, magic comes easy. Enjoy it while it lasts. Because in the blink of-
apology again, they have introduced a lot of advertising, even on videos on YouTube. Let me give it one more stab here.
They become moody teenagers.
I was supposed to be spending Christmas at Jason's.
Well,
are actually cool.
You only get a few magical.
That's not worth. Meanwhile, conservatives praise the DeSantis debate performance on Newsom on social media. Absolutely, they're right. It was totally lopsided. Newsom came across as an amateur, as though he didn't know what he was talking about. He was evasive. He wouldn't answer questions. In the statistics, the preparation that had been done by Fox News was devastating. This is all completely objective stuff. For example, that under Newsom, 750,000 have moved out of California. Under DeSantis, 450,000 have come to Florida, and more are coming yet. Conservatives across social media celebrated DeSantis' debate performance against Newsom, outlined why they thought he won. DeSantis is kicking Newsom's ass, said conservative host Mark Levin. In fact, Newsom is looking and sounding silly. I gotta tell you, it's true. DeSantis went up against a Democrat Party star and whipped him, he added. It's that simple. Another OutKick founder, Clay Travis. I was 100% wrong on this debate. I thought Gavin Newsom would be likable and intelligent. I was incorrect. This is a massacre. If it were a boxing match, Newsom's corner would have thrown in the towel a long time ago. Completed total win for DeSantis from open to close. Another. My daughter died in the Parkland mass shooting. Actually, we know that isn't the case, said Andrew Pollack, father of Parkland victim Meadow Pollack. Ron DeSantis was not even governor when it happened, but I'm sure as hell glad he became governor shortly after. Governor DeSantis fired the incompetent people responsible. He didn't demonize lawful gun owners. Newsom is trash. Another, holy cow, conservative commentator Chris Loesch. If you aren't blind, you are witnessing the dismantling of the California governor. Henny puts up the graphic of the facts, and then Gavin says the opposite is true. DeSantis is destroying him with simple comparison of records. That is right. So how can they account for their miserable performance? Well, predictably, the Newsom camp declares that Hannity and DeSantis cheated. I saw no evidence whatsoever. Now, this is coming from Politico, which leans left. The messy primetime event outside Atlanta between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis didn't end when the Fox News cameras stopped. Newsom team say DeSantis and Fox broke several rules. I did not see it, But I'll tell you, Newsom was certainly breaking rules. He was talking over DeSantis, talking over Hannity. Hannity, I'm not a big fan, but he did a good job of attempting to manage the debate. They ought to have had three colored lights on each podium. You should have had green allowing you to speak, orange when you're coming to the end of your time span, and red for not talking, because it was Newsom again and again and again talking over. Sometimes all three parties were speaking at the same time. Today's Thursday's raucous debate is giving way to bitter disappointment with an outright hostility toward Fox News and its host from the California Democrats camp. Yeah, because they lost. They didn't just lose. They lost badly. Before Ron DeSantis could unveil his poop map, he had a map showing the distribution of feces in San Francisco. Actually, it's a map I've used on past shows of my own. He had that there. He also had a page from the gender queer book that Newsom and other Democrats have promoted, showing little kids about how to perform anal sex and oral sex and the like, just disgusting beyond words. So Newsom was trying to attack DeSantis for banning books. But when you think about the objective of filtering what's made available to little kids, it assumes an entirely different perspective. Newsom's team's frustration with Hannity and his crew centered on his promise to them they'd be a fair monitor, only to repeatedly sandbag the governor and give the entire affair a two-on-one dynamic as they saw it. The debate was rigged and Newsom still won. That is ridiculous. I'm telling you, I was impressed, actually, with how fair the moderator was. He was doing his best. Meanwhile, we have the Babylon Bee talking about the debate in advance. Newsom, DeSantis debate to be sponsored by U-Haul. As Americans nationwide eagerly await tonight's debate between two men who will not be president after the 2024 election, that was how Newsom opened, saying here we're having a debate between two men who will not be on the ballot in 2024, which I thought was a very not subtle way of trying to conceal the fact that he's the odds on. I'm predicting he will be the candidate for the Democrats. He was giving enthusiastic endorsement to Biden and to Harris, which he cannot possibly believe, saying they were doing outstanding with the country when they're destroying the country. Wow. Fox announced that Gavin Newsom, Ron DeSantis debate moderated by Hannity will be sponsored by U-Haul. It's a perfect partnership. Marketing executive Phil Seddon said, if there's any company or product that's had to gain the most from a date between the governors of California and Florida, it's U-Haul. From our conversation with a sponsor, they're expecting a record number of calls from potential customers in California once they hear what life is like in Florida. One of the most interesting events, actually, was DeSantis, who had an anecdote to supplement each of the general principle statements he made that I thought was highly, highly appropriate. It was one from someone who had recently moved to Florida and who contacted him, reached out to say how much he'd like Florida compared to California, that was better governed, that the economy is there, the taxes were lower, the crime was dramatically lower. It went on to add, oh, by the way, I'm Gavin Newsom's father-in-law. How devastating was that? Now, when you look at the debate and you ask, well, why would DeSantis and Newsom want to debate? I think it was a complete mistake, a blunder on the part of Newsom, because if he thought he was going to come across, you know, in a positive way, that was utterly destroyed. I mean, his status is in shambles, and I believe this has now created a major problem for the Democrats, because they've been planning to introduce Newsom as a candidate after the primaries and caucuses are done, when Biden will withdraw, and I'm not quite sure what we do with Harris, but she's going to be out of the way one way or another. They're going to appoint Newsom, possibly with Michelle as a roommate, though her status is complicated by the apparent death of their chef, which I ascribe to Barack Obama having had an argument in a gay sex with his chef, and he appears to have killed him. Remember the bandages on his hand, apparently from a bite mark. He had a black eye. Turns out he was actually at the scene. I mean, it goes on and on. Michelle runs, you know, well, now I find out how enthusiastic the country is about voting for a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill. But someone who's married to it appears to be participating in the cover-up of a death of the family chef, which may have been unintentional. I'm not suggesting this is a first degree, but it's at the very least going to qualify as manslaughter. Thank God Tom Fitton is doing everything he can to keep this a live issue. But the point I'm making is the following. Suppose something were to happen to Trump. Yes, Gavin Newsom was emphasizing he's doing poorly compared to Trump today, where Trump's over 40 points ahead. He was trying to rub that in. But if Trump were not part of the picture, I have no doubt that DeSantis would emerge as the leading candidate in the Republican Party. And indeed, we got this. We got Robert Kagan apparently calling for the assassination of Donald Trump. This is fascinating. Kevin Barrett had published about it. Robert Kagan, whose family will rule the neoconservative Kaganate of Khazaria after Ukraine is depopulated and Palestine liberated, according to some analysts, has published an op-ed in today's Washington Post claiming that a Trump dictatorship is increasingly inevitable. But one can argue with his word choice. Can the inevitable get even more inevitable? And it gives them a hyperbole in a Trump rise really inevitable at all, much less increasingly so. It's undeniable that what he calls a Trump dictatorship, a Trump victory in 2024, followed by persecution is the word Kevin used. I think he really meant prosecution of at least some of the Donald political enemies is not such an unlikely prospect. Kagan, as much as he hates the inevitable Trumpian Reich, doesn't offer a single suggestion about how to stop it. Why mess with the inevitable? But then he's a neocon. And neocons believe the truth is too dangerous to speak in public. So he convey it in between the lines for their fellow neocons to decipher. What dangerous message might Kagan be trying to convey to his tribe? The most obvious possibility is, hey, neocons, hey, deep state, it's time to assassinate Trump. It's the only option we've got left. I think Kevin is actually on the mark, and just think where that would leave DeSantis were it to come to pass. Meanwhile, Karl Rove even made a prediction that DeSantis is going to fare a whole lot better than may have been anticipated. Rove told Fox News host Neil Cavito that the DeSantis campaign needs to come roaring out of Iowa with either an outright winner or a very strong second place finish. That Donald Trump is below where he is today in the Iowa poll at 43%. This is a change from his former position, saying the Iowa caucus was do or die for DeSantis. He's now saying, as long as DeSantis does well, does strongly in Iowa, he's still a viable candidate. I think the far more troubling prospect is that, in fact, Trump, something might happen to Trump. Meanwhile, we have Biden's wide open border. This is astonishing if you think about it. Consider that the responsibility of the President of the United States is to enforce the laws of the nation. Biden's wide open border record, 50 million immigrants now in the United States, 50 million. More simply, almost 15% of America's total population is now foreign born. The surge came during the U.S.-Mexico border crisis under Biden's liberal policies, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The number is likely much higher because the current population survey of foreign-born residents does not account for those who have escaped the Border Patrol. I cannot think of a less desirable administration in the history of the United States than what we have right now under Biden and Harris. And yet here was Gavin Newsom extolling their virtues as though there were any. We've had Congress expelling George Santos, the first member in over two decades. Right back after this break.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Here, there's one I want to focus upon, but they include Trump gag order reimposed by the New York Court of Appeals. That'll no doubt go to the New York Supreme Court. Unfortunately, politics is infesting our judicial system, and these decisions are very politically driven, disillusioning in a nation that prides itself on the concept of equal justice under law. I can assure you, based upon my own experience going all the way to the Supreme Court, it does not exist in the United States today. Meanwhile, Tucker is saying voting for Trump is a bigger deal than Trump versus Biden. I'm telling you, Biden's even not even going to be on the ticket. It would be absurd. They're planning to steal the election again. That's the only way they can win. But to make it plausible, they got to have a candidate that people think could conceivably win. That's not true of Biden. Nobody likes Biden. They can't possibly run with Biden, but put in Newsom and they'll say, oh, everyone responded to somebody fresh and new, except that he's now taken a serious stumble and fall in his debate with DeSantis. Meanwhile, an MSNBC show has been canceled because the host, a woman named Hassan, who actually was speaking out against the slaughter of Palestinians. Apparently speaking out against the slaughter of Palestinians is unacceptable on MSNBC. Rather shocking. According to a report by Al Jazeera, MSNBC's cancellation of a Hassan show has sparked anger from many Palestinian rights supporters that consider the progressive host a rare critic of Israeli policies on United States cable news, especially, of course, on MSNBC. She gave him a bare modicum of credibility by offering an alternative point of view. Here's the biggie among the final six. Global woke investment dropped $5 trillion in a two-year span. Global investment using woke environmental, social, and governance, ESG standards, led to trillions of dollars of losses in a two-year span, especially in the U.S. The biannual assessment by the Global Sustainable Investment Alliance showed the absolute value of reported sustainable investing ESG assets, such as those addressing social justice, climate change, biodiversity, nature loss, dropped from $35.3 trillion in 2020 to $30.3 trillion in 2022, a 14% decline. This was no more apparent than in the U.S., where governors in Republican-led states have pushed to block ESG investment in the state and local level. Congress also earlier this year moved to nullify a new Department of Labor rule that allows retirement plan managers to incorporate ESG standards into their investment decisions. But President Biden vetoed Congress action and the new rules survived court challenges. Right back at taking your calls. I just need someone to love.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle